Rascesceme cuccieri, cuccieri, cuccieri. Rascesceme cuccieri, cuccieri, cuccieri.
Я би тобі чесала, чесала, чесала. Я би мамка не знала, не знала, не знала. Я би мамка не знала, не знала, не знала. Мамка буде дивити, дивити, дивити. Я вся буду ганьбити, ганьбити, ганьбити. Я вся буду ганьбити, ганьбити. Ой, Марічко, люблю тя, люблю тя, люблю тя. Зариш мені когуття, когуття, когуття. Зариш мені когуття, когуття, когуття.
Ukraine opening our program. That was Chervona Ruta from a CD of 200 MP3 recordings of traditional Ukrainian folk songs that I picked up this past summer. And that song by Chervona Ruta was recorded back in 1975, and it is called Chucheri. І таким веселим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McCorry, your host, and I am delighted to have you with me. We have a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar has got an unusual Christmas bread recipe that she'll be sharing with you. As well, Irina Bell from the Ukrainian program in Ottawa will be along, and she has some more cultural trivia about a Japanese-Ukrainian connection. And Keith Perrault will be by with news from Ukraine, more on the bizarre political situation there, and as well our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And speaking of which, we have coming up next another group from Ukraine, from another CD that I picked up this past summer in Lviv or thereabouts. And this group is called Susida, from a CD, Hopstop Kanade, and Oy Nahori Yarmarok.
Ой, на горі ярмарок, під горою ярмарок, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає.
Ой, дідусю, дідусю, тебе сива борода,
чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода, чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода. Сизая голубка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка.
Ой, тепер же я стара, сльози в мене лються,
ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються, ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються.
Я ж тебе любила,
а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла, а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла. Ой, бабусю, бабусю, ти ж уже старенька, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку.
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Я не злодине убивця, не чинив нікому я зла. Ні летащо, ні п'яниця, я не був, а чесно працював. мобільною людина. Захищаю свої права, помагаю своїм братям, іншим людям таким, як я. Ось чому приїхав сюди, тут я можу бути певний. Не тужись я, брати, не плач, буду жити, як обтікав. Жити, як обтікач. Просто вільною людина, захищаю свої права, помагаю своїм братям, іншим людям, таким як я. Ось чому приїхав сюди, тут я можу бути певний. Не тужись я, брати, не плач, буду жити, як обтікач.
Ось чому приїхав
сюди,
тужись
я, брати, не плач, буду жити, як обтікач.
Признайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ти чар зілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синіх гір. Бачу я тебе в снах у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла мої мрії. В
From Calgary, that was a polka group called Zhito, recently released a CD. And that song, of course, the Volodymyr Ivasyuk classic, Chervona Ruta, The Red Rue. And before them, you heard the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their CD Diaspora, and a song called Emigrante, or Refugees. And coming up next, a bit of a more traditional sound, Volodymyr Mota from Montreal. And this is a man that was born in 1927. You would absolutely never know he's been around that long by the sound of his very rich voice. And he also plays bandura. Here he is now with a number from a CD collection of Taras Shevchenko's poetry put to music. And this song is Vitr Via Povivaya, a song about a bandurist sitting on a grave mound playing his bandura and captivating his audience. Here is now Volodymyr Mota.
Vitr vije povivaje, popolu laje, nam Могилі кобзар сидить та на кобзі грає. Кругом його степ, як море широке синіє, за могилою могила, а там тільки мріє. Сивий вус стару чуприну вітер розвіває, то приляже та послуха, як кобзар співає. Перепендя старий сліпий, хто його не знає, сюди вештається та на кобзі грає. А хто грає, того знають і дякують люди, він їм ту розганяє, хоч сам світом нудить. Він їм ту розганяє, хоч сам світом
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. The kolach, or braided Christmas bread, is the traditional centerpiece for Sviat, Vacher, or Christmas Eve. Ukrainian knish is bread with a filling, and in certain regions of Ukraine, it constitutes another, albeit less known, type of Christmas bread. The knish is specifically a reminder of deceased members of the family who figure prominently in rituals of Ukrainian Christmas. For the dough, you will need 1 package active dry yeast, regular or rapid, 1 cup warm water, 1 tablespoon sugar, 2 teaspoons salt, 1/4 cup oil, 3 cups flour, or more. For the filling, you'll need 2 large onions, finely sliced, 1/4 cup oil, salt, and freshly ground pepper. Dissolve yeast and sugar in warm water. Stir in salt, oil, and 2 cups of flour, mixing until smooth. Blend in enough flour, 1 to 1.5 cups, to make a smooth dough. Knead for 5 minutes on a lightly floured surface and turn once. Cover with plastic wrap and let rise in a warm place until doubled. Sauté onions in the oil on medium heat until tender and cooked through. Cool, season to taste with salt and freshly ground pepper. When dough has doubled, punch down and roll out onto a lightly floured surface into a 1-inch thick rectangle. Spread onion on dough and roll up like a jelly roll. Form into a circle on a greased baking sheet. Slice loaf every inch, not quite through to the center. Twist slightly and fan out to make a beautifully shaped loaf. Let rise until double. Brush top with oil and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for about 50 minutes or until golden. Bread should sound hollow when tapped. This recipe makes one loaf. You won't find this savory and unusual Christmas bread in every Ukrainian cookbook, but you will find it in ours. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
And that was a group from Ukraine called Chervona Kolena, and that is a number, another selection from that collection of 200 MP3 recordings. That song was Oy Sluzhil Zhe Ya Upana, another version of that chicken song, the Ukrainian answer to Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And coming up next, another group from Ukraine, a little bit more contemporary. This is a group called Riviera. Here they are now with an original composition called Zupinets.
Дивлюся вікно, пилюкати машини пролітають. Здається, втіпи вже давно. Буденні справи не впускають морі людей і чужих думок. Ми часто забуваємо свою мрію і до мети один лиш крок. Зроби його, ти це зумієш. Подивитись, де білі хмари пропливають, дитячі мрії повертають. І я так хочу зупинитись і в чисте небо подивитись, де білі хмари пропливають, дитячі мрії повертають. Безтурботно в ігри грали, та плине час, дорослими ми стали. Годинникова стрілка на життя, її ще повернути зможу я. В морі людей і чужих думок ми часто забуваємо свою мрію і до мети один лиш крок. Зроби його, ти це зумієш. І я так хочу зупинитись і в чисте небо подивитись, де білі хмари пропливають, дитячі мрії повертають. І я так хочу зупинитись і в чисте небо подивитись.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznali Vi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the greatest Japanese sumo wrestler of the post-war period was born to a Japanese mother and an ethnic Ukrainian father who had fled the Bolshevik Revolution? Taiho Koki was born in 1940 on the island of Sakhalin and moved to Hokkaido as a child after the Soviet Union took control of Sakhalin in 1945. Taiho Koki's dominance in sumo wrestling was such that he won 6 tournaments in a row on 2 separate occasions. He's the only wrestler to win at least 1 championship every year of his top division career, and he has the highest career winning percentage of any wrestler in the modern era. While on a sumo tour to the Soviet Union in 1965, he tried to locate his father, but without success. After his retirement, Taiho Koki became a coach. In January, Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych awarded Taiho Koki with the Order of Merit for, quote, personal contribution into strengthening the international image of Ukraine and Ukrainian-Japanese humanitarian relations, end quote.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Не зоране, чи є ж то полечко не зоране, то мого милого занедбане, то мого милого занедбане, то мого милого занедбане, то мого милого занедбане, оране, оране, але маво, оране, оране, але маво. Мамо, бо сямо колечко пова маво, бо сямо колечко пова маво, бо сямо колечко пова маво. Колечко з вами в рамках пава. Так зов'ява, чош ти кохана, так зов'ява. Як ти ще з вами, водай направить. Як ти ще з вами, водай направить. Науча мій милий господарить, науча мій милий господарить. Науча мій милий господарить, науча мій милий господарить. Позираю, що наня, так миво 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 позираю, що наня, так миво.
And a traditional Lemko tune, Whose Unplowed Field, Czyjeż to Polechko. And that is by a singer that I think should be declared one of Ukraine's national treasures. What a sunny voice this woman has. Her name is Anichka. And that song was from a CD called Bells of Lemkiewszczyna, Dzwony Lemkiewszczyny. And again, that song was Czyjeż to Polechko. And coming up next is another singer from Ukraine that could probably be classified as a national treasure. This is a CD that we recently received, and her name is Mariana Ilkiv. The CD is Sonce iz Lewa, which means sunshine and cloudburst. And here she is now with another tune on an upbeat note, much like the last one you heard. And this song is called Svitanya.
Говорити з татом, обіцяв женитися, обіцяв любити. ясно-ясно заглядаю в хату, та заснути я не зможу навіть задрімати. Кажуть люди, він такий багатий і красивий, а я вийду за того, хто буде серцю милий. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами, до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами, до тата. Додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами, до тата.
Ти прийшов до мене в хату говорити з татом, обіцяв женитися, обіцяв любитися. Кажуть люди, він такий багатий і красивий, а я вийду за того, хто буде серцю милий.
А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами. Додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами, до тата. А я втечу додому, до рідної хати, а я втечу від тебе до мами, до тата.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Thank you.
And from sunshine to clouds, which is what we're experiencing a lot of here on the West Coast this time of year. And that was a group from Ukraine called Obime Doshche, which means Rain's Embrace, from their CD Alehia, and a song called Pid Khmarime, Beneath the Clouds. You're listening to Nash Olos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, Ukrainian MPs chainsaw down a parliament fence, and Ukrainian authorities resort to referendums for disputes. We have this and more. I'm Keith Parent. Now, it may be a while since the Ukraine parliamentary elections took place, but it's not all smooth sailing. There was a rise in the right-wing members of the nationalist parties that were running in the elections, and many of them are unhappy that they're unable to sit in parliament. We have this report first from Sarah Johnson on how some MPs decided to chainsaw down a fence around the parliament buildings.
Newly elected Ukrainian MPs have used chainsaws to bring down a fence around the parliament building. The MPs are from the far-right nationalist Svoboda Party. They said tearing down the fence was a gesture to end the isolation of power from the rest of the nation. The stunt was planned for the first sitting day of the new parliament and sparked scuffles inside between opposing party members.
Sarah Johnson reporting. Ukrainian nationalists are demanding their place in parliament. Many observers are saying that the parliamentary polls were severely flawed. Arguments also broke out in several districts over apparent attempts to fiddle with the vote count. Some will have to hold by-elections as a result. One party that did do well was in Kiev's 223 district, the right-wing Sloboda Party. And they're claiming that they've been cheated out of their rightful victory. We have this report from Gulliver Craig.
District Electoral Commission number 223, Kiev. The vote count ends in chaos and tears. This is one of five districts that ended up delivering no results from October's parliamentary election. A scandal, says Yuri Levchenko, who was the leading opposition candidate there.
I was elected. De facto, I was elected, and we have all the documents to prove it. But my main adversary engaged in absolute crazy falsifications, whereby more than 1,400 ballot papers in my favor were spoiled.
Levchenko may have been robbed of his victory, but overall his party, Svoboda, did far better than expected. It won more than 10% of the vote nationwide. For some, that success is alarming. Svoboda is a radical nationalist and conservative force comparable to the French National Front.
We have tight links with National Front. We are members of the this organization which unites all the nationalist parties of Europe together with the Austrian Freedom Party, the Dutch Freedom Party and the Finns in Finland and so on.
Svoboda's leader Oleg Tjarnibok was expelled from the Democratic Opposition in 2004 for anti-Semitic statements. Yet here he is on the left, protesting election fraud side by side with today's main liberal opposition leaders, Arseniy Yatsenyuk and Vitali Klitschko. Svoboda now has some 38 MPs. The mainstream opposition parties want them on side and are downplaying Svoboda's radicalism.
Svoboda is a center-right party. It's a patriotic party, and we have the good alliance with Svoboda and UDAR. And these three oppositional political forces will have a good position in this parliament.
Ukraine's chief rabbi, Yakov Dovblaik, does not agree.
There are some people you just don't want to join with, an ultra-right, nationalist, anti, you know, they say, let's rid Ukraine of the Russians and the Jews. That's not really what's, you know, that's not the issue here for Ukraine today.
In this election, for the first time, Svoboda drew significant support from the educated elite in central Kiev. Many turned to the nationalists as a form of protest. But though they're certainly patriotic, as the current fashion for traditional Ukrainian dress here underlines, most Kievans insist they're not xenophobic or anti-Semitic.
I simply don't believe that Svoboda's leaders really are as chauvinistic as certain reports suggest.
They're just people who can bring something new to Ukrainian politics and who aren't afraid to speak their minds.
It's a sign of the times. You have to fight fire with fire.
In Parliament, Svoboda will be staunchly opposed to the ruling party of Regions. But this unpredictable radical force could prove to be more of a thorn in the side of its own allies.
It seems that over the next year, referendums will become more common in the country. Many people are saying that this is just a way for Viktor Yanukovych to hold on to power. Many are saying that referendums are a good idea, but they should only be used in extreme cases. We have this story from Alexandra Molokolop.
Ukraine's authorities have chosen referendums as a method of dispute issue solution. Referendums can be used to enact and repeal laws, to adopt a new constitution, or to decide on issues related to land or territory of Ukraine.
In any civilized country, in matters relating to the majority of the population, the government consults with the people, and we must also have a mechanism helping to carry out this process.
A referendum may be called at request of at least 3 million Ukrainian citizens in more than two-thirds of Ukraine's regions. Ukraine has got through two national referendums when people made decisions of national importance. Skeptics denounce that from now on very controversial issues may be put on referendum. Therefore, the move behind the law is to create a political tool rather than to use referendum for a particular purpose. The opposition believes that in such way the president strives to change the constitution, which will pave the way for his 2015 re-election.
The purpose of this law is absolutely clear. By means of this law, the current president is trying to take a decision on the new constitution of Ukraine.
A part of this, many controversial issues, such as the Russian language status or the concepts of international cooperation, may divide Ukrainians. Many point that referendums should be held only in exceptional cases.
Not having a high political culture and political will, we can open a Pandora's box.
Some also say such a way of making politics will harm Ukraine's democratic standards.
This significantly changes the constitutional system of Ukraine, limiting the role of parliament and constitutional court in favor of the current system of power.
Both camps are preparing a backlog of questions which failed to be resolved in the parliament. Meanwhile, analysts and lawyers admit that populist tendencies may harm this new system, which will lead to a chaos in Ukraine's political life. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Perron. See you soon.
And up next is an artist from Ukraine by the name of Helena Ovichuk, and she is a member of the group Volen. And this is from a recording of her of herself, and some of the numbers, of course, have backup from the group. The name of the CD is Na vulitsi Muzichenkaraya, On the Street a Musician Plays. And this next tune I'm sending out to Keith Perron, who seems to be under the misapprehension that I travel around the countryside with a keg of wine in my car. And so the name of the song is Te Peo I Yapila. You drank and I drank. And if you're listening, Keith, Dai Bozhe.
Stop!
heavens, others. Односила.
Односила?
До хайця.
Бо тільки в хайця горілка стояється.
Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM Radio Malaspina. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Please register there, take our survey, make a donation, sponsor a child, and check out our audio archives. І на жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму вже часто дому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Часом і таке буває, що невідомий тобі на добрий шлях тебе справляє. And our proverb of the week translates as, a stranger can give as good advice as can a best friend. Well, that just about wraps up another program. So to take us to the end of the show, we've got the Canadian Rhythm Masters and the Great Plains Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.